rotation. ESPN Superstation Sports presents High School Basketball.
Rebound ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her fifth. Quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers. Another layup.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney as Overton battles the Amherst girls and the Loomis boys. High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McDowell, who hits the free throw line jumper. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Amherst looks to defend their title in the girls' final, while a new champion is crowned on the boys' side. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament Championships coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Viero Event Center. After a little hiatus caused by, about a foot of snow or so, we're back for coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls and Boys Championships. The consolation games have been snowed away. It's time now to just boil it right down to the crux of the matter, and that is to crown the champions here in 2012. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us from this beautiful venue that took a lot of extra work yesterday about this time. They were still setting up the court after having Disney on Ice here at the Viero Event Center. Well, now the basketball court is put down, and we're just about ready to get things underway here as the championship game on the girls' side comes down to Overton and Amherst. Overton comes in as the number four seed. They won a tight matchup against Sumner Eddyville Moore in the first round, won that one 49-44, and then they had a fairly easy time against Elm Creek by a final of 60-49. Elm Creek had pulled off the upset of Loomis earlier in the tournament, and that earned the Lady Eagles a spot here in the finals. They'll be taking on Amherst, the number three seed. They cruised against Axtell in round number one, 52-34, and then they won easily against second-seeded Eustis Farnham, 60-39. These two teams, obviously, Fort Kearney Conference rivals and no strangers to each other, but again, they're also not strangers because they did play earlier this season, and that was a game that was absolutely dominated by Amherst. The Lady Broncos won early in the season against Overton, winning in Amherst by a final of 54-42, so a 12-point win. That actually wasn't quite so early. It was first week of January on January the 6th. So, you know, about 3 weeks ago, close to 4 weeks ago, it was an easy win for Amherst. Well, certainly Overton will hope to change that here tonight. We're about to turn our attention to the girls' game as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Broncos as well as the starters for the Eagles. And Overton going to have a very, very busy night here tonight as they'll be going for both the boys and the girls Fort Kearney Conference Championship. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back with the starters right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. The PA announcer getting things rolling here as we're ready to turn our attention back to basketball as Amherst, who will try to defend their Fort Kearney Conference Tournament Championship, will be taking on Overton here in our first championship game of the night, the 38th annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship, the 57th annual tournament for the boys. So, again, a great venue here, very popular that the Vero Event Center has been able to host this. And quite frankly, in talking with the tournament director, Ron Wymore, kind of felt like, well, they probably could have played had they known what the weather was going to do. Probably could have played on Friday night and got this thing all wrapped up. But as it stands, nobody got hurt because of traveling to the tournament, and that's exactly what they had in mind when they postponed the tournament a little bit to tonight. So the championship game, about ready to get underway. We're going to take a quick little pause for the national anthem, and then we'll be back with the starters right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. The non-starters and starters being announced here. Our starters here on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Here are the starters. We begin, first of all, for the visitors in the road red uniforms of the Amherst Lady Broncos. Their starters look like this. Shelby Hammond, leading scorer for the Broncos this season. She's 6 foot tall and a senior. She'll start with Keena Leach, 5 foot tall and a junior. Katie Klingelhofer, 5'9 and just a junior. Jessica Fernandez, 5'10, junior. She'll start with her sister, Crystal Fernandez, 5'7, and a senior for head coach, Nikki Eckow. Now for the Overton Lady Eagles and head coach, Chris Blecka. Their starters look like this. Kinsey Enix is 5'6 and a sophomore. Lori Callahan, 5'6, senior. Paige Smith, 5'5 and a senior. Chelsea Brown, 5'3 and a junior. And Madison Beavers, 5'8 and just a sophomore. For Overton, leading scorer for them through the course of the year has been Enix. She's averaged right at 12 points for a ball game. But Madison Beavers also right at 10 points a game as well here for Overton on the course of the season. Overton, as we mentioned, did lose in Amherst by a dozen on January the 6th, but they did come into the tournament as a little bit better seed, as Overton is the 4 seed, and my apologies, Amherst is the number 3 seed. So we're just about ready to strap this one on. Your starters have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, that's Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a tip between the Eagles and the Broncos for the girls' Fort Kearney Conference Championship right after this timeout.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Opening tip is in the air, and Amherst has the control here. So the visitors with the first possession of the ball game, and they're going to kick it off on the right wing. Get it back for Hellman. Hemman will look for Fernandez. She'll kick it out here for Jessica Fernandez. Back around for Klingelhofer. Entered inside for Hemman. Back out for Fernandez. A little zone here as they kick it out. Klingelhofer, long jumper, no good. And the rebound by Paige Smith for Overton. So here come the Eagles, their first possession of the basketball game here. And on the dribble is going to be Enix. Enix will kick on the left wing. Now looking on the inside is Brown, as Amherst right now is going man-to-man. And they'll get it off on the left wing here for Madison Beavers. Beavers looks to the inside. Nice little backdoor cut by Callahan. Her shot off last is good. Overton, the first points of the ball game, and they go on the home side of the ledger. They are the home team in their white uniforms with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. Leach has it. Gives it right back out here for Klingelhofer. She'll skip left side for Crystal Fernandez. Hemman asking for it on the inside, but she's not open enough to pass to, and Klingelhofer will get it. Now they get it inside for Hemman. Hemman shoots over the top of the defender, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, shot will fall for Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez cleans the glass and then puts it right off that glass and ties things up at two here in the early stages. Quick little kick on the left side, deuce up and good for Enix. And Enix, very quick in the possession, getting the ball on the left wing and just inside the three-point arc, she strokes it in. Leach now will throw it top of the key here for Amherst, and they'll hand it back off here for Leach. A little 2-3 zone here as they'll kick it off on the left side, and they'll get it right wing here for Klingelhofer. Hammond had it. Now she's calling for it on the inside, but they're going to kick it back out here for Keena Leach. Leach right back out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer looking on the back door. That's Fernandez. She's going to shoot from the left wing, and she hits it from about 8 feet away. 4-4, 6 to go, quarter number one. Stepping into a potential three with Enix, she decides not to shoot it. She gave it away, now gets it back. Left wing, now Brown's got it. And she'll kick it top of the circle for Callahan. Amherst right now is going man-to-man, and the Eagles not really moving around very much. Beavers in the lane, tough 15-foot jumper over the top of Hemman. It's no good. Rebound by Enix. Enix will drive, shot, no good, and then a foul on the rebound. Klingelhofer snagged the bound here for Amherst, and then there was a little reach on that far side. First foul of the game goes against Overton. And again, they gave it to number 30, Chelsea Brown. So that'll be the first on Brown. And in the offensive zone is Klingelhofer. Amherst won this tournament last year. Entry pass on the baseline for Hemman. Hemman lost it, and she's going to be out of bounds with it. That'll be a turnover on Amherst. She lost it, tried to get it back, and by the time she got it back, she'd already stepped on the baseline. She knew it, and so that'll be a turnover. Just lost the handle while she was making the move. Callahan has it in the offensive zone. They get it over for Enix. Enix kicks right side, penetrating now is Brown. Her quick jumper, back the iron, no good. Rebound up high, that's Hemman, and Hammond's going to outlet it for Klingelhofer. Broncos are on the run. Stepping up is Klingelhofer. She was open for the three, but she'll kick it back out for Crystal Fernandez. Right wing now for Jessica Fernandez. They snap it on the baseline for Keena Leach, and she walked. Yep. Just that little hesitation move when she caught the ball, and it'll be a turnover here on Amherst. Reminder for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the girls and boys Luplat Conference Finals. Baseline, jumper, good for Chelsea Brown. They broke the press, got it to Brown right on the baseline, and she gives Overton the 6-4 lead here with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Klingelhoffer enters it on the inside. Hammond knocked it around. It's a turnover. Paige Smith comes up with it, and Overton's on the run. They'll get it in low and off the hands of Madison Beavers, who had broken in open underneath. She makes that catch. She makes a layup. As it turns out, it's just a turnover here on the Eagles. So in the offensive zone comes Klingelhoffer. She'll kick right wing. On the baseline is Hammond. Back out for Klingelhoffer. Hammond still in the corner. They'll throw a top of the key here for Leach. Leach gets it inside for Hammond. Hammond, power dribble, shot off glass, a little bit too strong. No, nice shooter's touch. She got the spin in there. I thought it was going to bounce off a little bit too hard, but she was able to have a little backspin on that shot, and Hammond times things up at 6. 6-6, 3:51 to go. Both teams just right now kind of feeling each other out. Nice bounce pass inside. Brown has the shot blocked by Hammond and then picked up by Fernandez. Fernandez comes up with the ball, but the block by Shelby Hammond. And now Leach will set up the offense here for the Broncos. They get it right side for Crystal Fernandez. Pass is tipped, but Hammond gets it. Gives it right back out to Fernandez, and Fernandez, she took a little walk with it. So neither team getting into a great flow here offensively. Mackenzie Bergstrom checks in with Sydney Taubenheim for Amherst. First substitutions of the game for either team. The Eagles will toss it in. Callahan gets it in. And we got a quick timeout here for Chris Blecka and the Eagles. 3:25 to go. Quarter number one, tied at 6. More of the Girls' Fort Kearney Conference Finals right after this.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back here to the VRO Event Center. A nice, energetic crowd here for high school basketball, the Fort Kearney Conference Finals. On the far sideline, Callahan's going to toss it in. She's able to get it in for Enix. Back out to Callahan. And again, the timeout does allow Amherst to try to go full court pressure, but Overton handles it very well. Callahan will kick it off on the left side for Miranda Farley, checked in during the timeout. Farley has it. Now bounce pass top of the circle here for Paige Smith. She gives it off right side for Enix. And around the perimeter we go. Left wing, Callahan. Callahan, nice little ball fake. Got Fernandez out of position. She drives. Her shot, no good. Rebound is pulled out of there by Enix. Enix, quick little jumper, and she'll score. She gets the offensive rebound about 12 feet away. Takes one good power dribble. Hits that baseline jumper from about 8 feet away to give Overton an 8-6 lead. Fernandez just going to play a little catch here with Klingelhoffer. And the Eagles, again, going to go with a little 2-3 zone, it would appear. And they get it off for Bergstrom. Bergstrom, a little hesitation move by Fernandez. Back to Bergstrom. She'll kick it out for Klingelhoffer. And Klingelhoffer gives it between the circles here for Sydney Taubenheim. And now Hammond gets involved. She's got it at the free throw line, and she's held. As she was beginning her move, the hold on Lori Callahan will be her first foul, team second. With 2:22 to go here, quarter number one. Broncos will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez looking for Taubenheim. Taubenheim pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound in underneath by Madison Beavers. And Beavers kicks it ahead here for Enix. Enix between the circles for Callahan. Callahan will set up the offense by bouncing it on the right wing here for Smith. They look to the inside, but too much pressure is put on there by Bergstrom. And now dribbling with it is Miranda Farley. Farley, she'll dump off left wing for Callahan. Nice entry pass down low. Shot up and good. Great little pass on the inside to get Madison Beavers open on that backdoor cut. And it's a 4-point Overton lead. Hammond has it down 10-6. She's going to kick it top of the key for Leach. She'll fire a three and hit the first three-pointer of the game for either team. 10-9, Overton with the one-point lead and the basketball. Callahan in the offensive zone going to direct traffic a little bit, as right now Amherst is going with a little 2-3 zone of their own. Callahan, left wing for Beavers. Beavers, nice little entry pass, tough shot, up, no good. Offensive rebound, and that'll be another bucket for Kinsey Enix. And Enix doing a lot of the damage by getting some offensive boards. When you look at her stature, you would not think that. Left wing, jumper by Fernandez,
and she hits a three.
Two straight threes there for Amherst on the last two trips. Leach and Fernandez both stroking it, and we're tied at 12. Inside of a minute to go here, quarter number one. Enix, left side, quick trigger. She hits the three. And Kinsey Enix has nine in the game. 15-12. Overton with that three-point lead. Fernandez thought about the three. She'll get it off right side. Long jumper over there. No good for Taubenheim. And the rebound in underneath by Paige Smith. And here come the Eagles. 31 seconds left. Right wing Smith has it. She's looking up against some pressure there by Bergstrom. Gets it at the elbow. Jumper by Beavers. Off the mark. Rebounded by Leach. Leach looking up ahead. Tries to get it through the traffic and getting it to Hammond. But she couldn't throw it quite high enough. It was deflected out of bounds by Overton. So the Broncos will inbound with 18.7 to go underneath their own basket. Fernandez will trigger in the inbounds play, and she'll get it off for Leach. Leach dribbles to the left perimeter, gives it back off for Jessica Fernandez. An air ball, offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, but heading to the line is going to be Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim got that rebound, got hit on the arm, and I'll tell you, that shot hung on the rim and hung on the rim. It would not fall in. Otherwise, we would have the opportunity to tie things up here with 12 seconds to go. As it stands, two free throws coming up for Sydney Taubenheim. First one is on the way, back to the iron, and no good. The foul on Callahan, I would have that as her second, but the scoreboard has it as her first. I'm going to mark it as a second. They have one up on the scoreboard. I got Callahan with two and Brown with one. And those are my three fouls. The free throw was up and good for Sydney Taubenheim. So she hits one of two, makes it 15-13. Quick pass up ahead on the run is Beavers. Beavers has it blocked out of bounds by Shelby Hammond. And 8.6 to go as Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll cycle everybody through. 5 second count going on. They inbound it for Callahan. Callahan's shot off glass. Good, and there's a foul. Lori Callahan hit on the arm as she put up the shot, and that was a beautiful inbounds play, and she'll have a chance to finish off the three-point play as Hammond is called for her first personal foul. And Katie Klingelhofer is going to come in here for Sydney Taubenheim. So an opportunity for Callahan to finish a three-point play and add to a four-point lead. Free throw is up, rolling around, no good. Hammond pulls down the rebound. She'll kick it off on the right side, dribbling is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer just a little bit out of balance there, just tried to get it close to the rim, and it wasn't close enough for any points, that's for sure. Overton heads to the locker to the second quarter with a 17-13 lead. We're back after this.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. It's 17-13. Overton with the lead over Amherst after one quarter. And Amherst has a championship to defend. They won last year over Wilcox Hildreth 40-33. And they're hoping to kind of recreate that magic here a little bit as they're trailing right now. But still, obviously, a lot of basketball left to go in this one. For Overton, leading the way for them, Kinsey Enix got nine in the first quarter here, and Callahan with four. And it will be Overton basketball to start the quarter. And they'll bounce past it on the right side. Driving up here is going to be Callahan, and Callahan lays it up and in. So Lori Callahan was six in the game, and she makes it 19-13. On the right side, just holding the ball there is Klingelhofer, waiting for something to happen. She'll give it to Fernandez, who hands it off here to Leach. And they're just working around the perimeter. Now get it inside Hammond. She's going to drive. Shot no good. Offensive rebound and then the foul. Jessica Fernandez reeled in the offensive rebound, and then she was hit up on the arm. And she'll head to the line to try to cut into this deficit a little bit. 19-13, Amherst with the lead. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Fernandez. She stroked in a three in that first quarter, but she misses the free throw here. And it remains 19-13. The foul, by the way, on Callahan, that they have as her second. So the second free throw is on the way and good. So we'll go with that. I thought I had Callahan with three, but they only have two for her, so I'm missing a foul somewhere in the book. And we are at somewhat of a disadvantage because usually when we do games, they are facing our direction to give the indication of the fouls. But here, the officials' back are to us, so we're kind of at the mercy. Pass on the inside, a little bit too high. Beavers trying to connect with Miranda Farley and actually threw it so high it hit the glass and then out of bounds. So that one was clearly a little bit too high. And Overton turns it over. Unofficially, their second turnover. Amherst has four. 19-14. Klingelhofer throws it on the left side. Keena Leach looking for a cutter, and that's going to be Fernandez. Fernandez shot no good, and the offensive rebound by Madison Beavers. Beavers outlets it. Callahan's on the run. Bounce pass on that left side. Farley shot off glass, and they got a foul. Farley is on her backside, sliding down there. She was hit on the arm after she put up the shot. And that's on Emmett. That is going to be her second. They have one up there, but that is her second. I think the scoreboard might be off on a couple of things here. Farley hits the free throw. They have just one up there. And I know for a fact that's Hammond's second foul. Free throw up and good. So I'm going to mark in my book as two. To be honest with you, I think Callahan has three, but I'm not quite as confident on that one. Top of the circle, Fernandez. She'll kick it off here left side for Jessica Fernandez. Right wing for Leach. Leach will fire the three and hit a three. Keena Leach drains a three-pointer. And that'll make it 21-17. Gave it to the wrong team, but now they fix it. Driving here is Callahan. Callahan's going to kick it out for Enix. Enix for three, no good. Rebound ripped down there by Crystal Fernandez. And Fernandez brings it in the offensive zone. Klingelhofer has it. She'll step up to the elbow. Jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kenzie Enix. And so here comes Overton on the run. They have it up on the right side. Paige Smith, and Smith drains the three. So Smith stroking in the three. It's a touchdown lead here for Overton. They lead it 24-17. Skip pass. Fernandez, nice pass on the inside for Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer scores. They worked it from the right wing down to the left, threw it down to the baseline, and Klingelhofer lays it up and in. Entry pass here by Smith. Now she's going to kick it out for Callahan. They're looking inside, trying to get it to Beavers, and they'll get it out instead to Farley. Her 15-foot jumper is no good, and snagging the rebound is Bergstrom, and then we're going to have a hold whistled on Enix. And that'll be her first. So that's one, two, three, four. That is the fifth personal foul against Overton. And I'm off somewhere on the book. I think Callahan has three, but in any event, they have five fouls up there, 24-19. With it on the right side is Leach. She's not going to fire the three. She'll get it off for Fernandez. And Fernandez with the dribble. She'll kick left side, pass, tip, but picked up by Fernandez. She'll step up on the baseline, jumper a little bit too strong. And the rebound by the Eagles, and then they throw it away, or do they? Yeah, they do. It's thrown away. Klingelhofer comes up with it. She steps into a long jumper. It's no good. Beavers comes up with it. Shot won't fall. They throw it up ahead for Farley and off Farley's hand and out of bounds. So Overton with a couple of turnovers here on one end of the court and then the other. And Amherst with a chance to whittle away at this deficit a little bit. They trail 24-19, and in the zone comes Klingelhofer. She'll kick right wing for Leach. Gets it inside for Bergstrom. Bergstrom shoots over the top of Miranda Farley. And Bergstrom hits her first points of the evening, 24-21. Overton up by three. They've got it. Callahan gives it for Enix. Enix kicks left side for Farley. Farley back out here for Callahan. Callahan with a little penetration. She'll kick the ball back out for Beavers. Long three, no good. Enix with another rebound. She's just a basketball magnet, and then she has her pocket pick stolen away by Sydney Tobenheim. So Tobenheim comes up with it, gives it to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer is going to jump, stop, shot, no good. Paige Smith with the rebound, and here come the Eagles. They bring in the offensive zone here. Callahan has it with 3:45 to go. And right now Amherst is going man-to-man a little bit, sagging off of a couple. Now penetrating a little bit is going to be Callahan. Callahan shoots over the top of the defender, and that's going to be a foul. Lori Callahan with the drive, and now she's going to be rewarded with an opportunity here. In the girls' Luplac Conference Finals, it's Kearney Catholic leading Centura 13-9 at the end of one. Again, that game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Callahan to shoot two. The first one is a high arcing shot with nice touch on it, and she hits the free throw. She's one out of two here in the ballgame. Callahan again taking her time at the line, and her free throw was good. She hits both free throws. She's two out of three on the night, and a five-point Overton lead. Quickly up ahead, they give it for Tobenheim. Tobenheim for Fernandez. She'll kick it back out for Leach. Leach for three, no good. Rebound pulled in underneath by Tobenheim, and Tobenheim will score. Sydney Tobenheim with the offensive rebound and bucket, 26-23. Overton's up by three. Penetrating. Callahan gets the bucket and foul. She drove all the way in, got the body contact, and she will hit it off the glass. It was almost an awkward-looking layup from about 5 feet to the right of the glass. She just drove in, got the body, and laid it up and in. A nice little runner there. And a foul whistled on Bergstrom is going to be her second. So it's an and one here for Lori Callahan. And Callahan, who's two out of three from the free throw line, will try to add to the lead here. Her free throw was good. 29-23, 3:12 to go. On the dribble, here is Klingelhofer. She throws it up high to make the catch. It's going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim nearly out of bounds with it. She gets it to Fernandez. Ball was up there high, so almost turned over. But in any event, with the dribble here is going to be Tobenheim, and Tobenheim hits the long juice. Sydney Tobenheim had it from behind the arc and then dribbled up to an open area and hit a nice little jumper, 29-25. Left wing is Enix. Enix is picked up there defensively by Fernandez. Little screen, now driving is Enix on the baseline. She's shut off, and she'll kick it out. Ball fake by Callahan. Back to Enix. Open look. In and out. No good. Rebound taken out there by Jessica Fernandez. And Fernandez will get it off for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the bounce here with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. 29-25. Kick on the right wing for Tobenheim. Tobenheim thought about the long jumper, but now she'll give it off for Klingelhofer. Tobenheim still looking on that right wing. They'll get it off here for Fernandez. Skip to Tobenheim. Tobenheim, long deuce, no good. Offensive rebound, nope. Ripped out of there by Beavers. Beavers is on the run, gets it up for Enix. Enix lays it up with that left hand, no good. And then a foul on the rebound. Clearly on Miranda Farley. She's looking around going, what? But Amherst had the angle there. And they pull down the rebound, and that's going to be the sixth team foul on Overton. First personal foul on Miranda Farley. 1:50 to go, 29-25. On the right wing, Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez gives the ball back off for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks now right side for Klingelhofer. She'll fire a three, a line drive, three that's good. She strokes in the three, making it a one-point ball game, 29-28. The Eagles still have the lead here with a minute 22. To go before halftime. And at halftime, hoping to be able to speak with Overton head coach Jay Stair. In the lane, turnaround jumper by Beavers, no good. Gets her own rebound. She puts up another shot, won't fall. Long rebound that goes out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Broncos. And so it will be a team rebound here for the Eagles. checking in the battle here for Overton is going to be Chelsea Brown. Both Amherst and Overton yesterday had a little shoot-around, a practice maybe about an hour for either team. Kick on the right side, Enix, and yes, it was before the game. Driving in is going to be Callahan. And Callahan will head to the line. She was hit on the arm. That'll be two more free throws coming up here. Overton making the most of their opportunities as they about every foul has resulted in free throw attempts. The foul on Tobenheim. Free throw is up and good. The foul on Tobenheim is her first. So Callahan hits the free throw. Callahan on the season is about a 60% free throw shooter. Free throw here is on the way and good. She's hit five straight free throws after missing her first one. She's five out of six from the line. Inside of the final minute here before halftime. Stepping into a three is Fernandez. It's no good. Offensive rebound and a foul. Bucket and the foul. Crystal Fernandez pulled down the miss of Jessica. So she got the offensive rebound and one. And if she hits the free throw here, we will be deadlocked at 31 with 53.1 to go. The foul on Farley is going to be her second. Free throw is on the way. No good. And rebounded by the Eagles. On the run is going to be Callahan after snagging the bound. Callahan passed on the inside and a foul and a bucket. What a great pass inside for Paige Smith. And Smith now will try to finish the three-point play on the other end of the court. 33-30. 46.3 to go. And again, Nikki Eckhout getting an explanation there on the foul. That was whistled on Katie Klingelhofer, her first. And the free throw is good. So Smith, 6 points in the quarter. The newfangled three-point play and the old-school three-point play. Ashley Kreitz checks in, gets the ball. She'll kick it off on the right side for Fernandez. Fernandez gets in lane, turnaround jumper, rolling around. No good for Crystal Fernandez. And rebounded out of there by Paige Smith. Smith gets it up ahead. Now they're going to slow it down a little bit with 22 seconds left. With the basketball is going to be Smith. Smith works on the inside, passes tip, turnaround jumper by Farley. Farley gets it back, an air ball. Shot won't fall, and finally pulling down the rebound is Kreitz. Pass up ahead, 7 seconds left. Jumper by Klingelhofer, and it's a charge. So the foul is going to be on Klingelhofer, and collecting the charge, I believe, was Enix. So that'll be the second foul on Katie Klingelhofer. And Overton with a 4-point lead, 34-30, 5.7 to go. Long pass up ahead for Enix. Enix dribbles down the sideline. Baseline jumper, 1 second. Shot no good. Off defensive rebound. Pulled out of there by Crystal Fernandez. And one half is in the books. A very entertaining first half. Overton with a 34-30 lead over Amherst at the break. We'll take a quick breather. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
You've heard of CHS Agri Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of the girls' game, the girls' championship game, Overton leading Amherst 34-30, and more than just passing interest probably for our guest here at halftime, Overton head coach Jay Stair. And Coach, big doings for Overton, having both the boys and girls teams in the championship. Kind of nice that those kind of happens and kind of feeds on each other a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, the girls are playing very well right now, and hopefully we can continue that into our game. You know, everybody's been asking me when the last time Overton had both boys and girls in the finals, and I've been there for 9 years, and it's never happened. And some of the elderly people that have been there that I work with have tried to rack their brains, and they really couldn't remember the first time since that both teams have been in the finals at the same time. So this is good for our community. Our girls are playing very well right now, and like I said, hopefully they can continue to do that, and hopefully we can, like you said, feed off it and play well in our game.
Let's talk a little bit about your game. Is there any discussion about, I don't want to use the word revenge here, but one of your two losses came earlier this year to Loomis, you know, and last year you guys lost in the conference finals against Pleasanton. Is there any talk about that sort of thing, to use that for motivation, or do you need to really motivate these kids coming into a conference final?
Oh, I hope you don't have to motivate them, and using it as revenge, you know, I don't think, I'm sure it sticks in the back of their minds and stuff, but we want to come out and try to play better than we did the first time. The first time when we played, Loomis did a very good job of making us uncomfortable, and we had quite a few turnovers, and we just want to be better in that aspect and try to play a little bit better basketball against them. And yeah, they are one of our losses, and I think anytime you want to get better with any game that you play, and it just so happens that we did lose to them, and it's been, like I told them, it's been 14 or 15 games ago, but and we've grown and we've gotten better, but so have they. And I just hope we can play like we're capable of playing. You know, you mentioned last year we lost. This is the fourth straight year we've been in the finals, and we have not played our best basketball in the finals. We came close last year. We were down and got back into it. 2 years ago we played very good Axtell team, got down, got back into it, but then ended up losing by double digits. But you know, hopefully, you know, we got a couple seniors here that have been here for, you know, quite a long time that have played in this game. So hopefully they can show some experience to these younger kids, and we can just, you know, play as a team and do what we're capable of doing.
You mentioned you've been in it for four straight years. That means Jacob Olmstead has been in it for four straight years because he's played all 4 years for you. Is this an extra special important game for him? Do you get that sense, or is this, you know, I think he wants to play, he wants to win at Tiddlywinks, for crying out loud, but is there something extra special for that kid?
Well, he, you know, you said it, Jacob's very competitive, and with whatever he does, he doesn't like to lose, and you know, he's been starting for the last 4 years, and, you know, it'd be very nice for him. He told me today, he goes, gosh, he's like, I just want to win it once, and obviously this is his last opportunity. So I don't expect him to come out and do nothing but what he's capable of doing, and, you know, Loomis will do a good job probably to try to take him out of his comfort zone. But Jacob's a competitor. He's gotten smarter as he's gotten older. He's become a more complete basketball player, so and getting the other teammates involved, so hopefully, you know, he can have a good game. But you know, we got four other guys on there that it's not just going to be Jacob, so hopefully they can come out and play with the competitiveness that he does.
And you mentioned this was the second game of the year when you traveled to Loomis and lost 69-57. Was their pressure, did you say, was really kind of one of the factors? So with that in mind, what do you kind of have to do better in terms of handling with what they like to do, which is pressure the ball?
Well, Loomis is a very athletic basketball team, you know, and it's across the board. It goes, you know, their starting five, when they bring in two or three kids off the bench, you know, they don't lose a beat. They're very athletic. They like to be in the passing lanes. They like to create steals and stuff, and they like to push the tempo. And the first game we played them, we hurt ourselves. You know, I'm not taking it wasn't all us. You know, Loomis forced us into some things, but we did not play very good basketball. We weren't smart with the ball. We had 30-some turnovers against them, and we were actually down 53-27 at one time in that game, and they almost doubled us up. And our kids fought back and got it within eight of that game, and we just, you know, we just couldn't finish it, and we can't do that and survive tonight. We got to make sure we're where we want to be at, not turning the basketball over and trying to rebound well and, you know, just play good team basketball.
Which area you think you – obviously you want to do well in both these areas, but which area you think you need to do better in, rebounding or turnovers?
Well, I think turnovers obviously is the biggest key. If you give a team like Loomis more opportunities to score, and it's kind of a double-edged sword because rebounding, if you're not blocking out on the defensive end and they get offensive putbacks, it's – you're giving them another possession to score too. But if we can keep our turnovers down, I like what we're capable of doing, and I'm sure Steve's saying the same thing. If they can keep their turnovers down in any game, it's going to be big for you. It's going to be a positive for your team. So I just hope the kids can respond.
Jace Dare, thank you. Appreciate
all right,
the time.
Thank
all
you
right.
for your coverage.
Hopefully talk to you after the game as
all
well.
Right.
Jace Dare, head boys basketball coach at Overton. The Overton girls leading at halftime, 34-30 over Amherst. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. We're at halftime where the Amherst Lady Broncos trail Overton. Overton with a 34-30 lead. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin first of all for Amherst. A very balanced scoring for them. They're getting 6 points from Keena Lynch, 6 points from Crystal Fernandez, 5 points for Katie Klingelhofer, 5 points from Sydney Tobenheim, 4 from Jessica Fernandez, Mackenzie Bergstrom with 2, Shelby Hemmen with 2. And that's the scoring here for Amherst. They trailed after one quarter, 17-13, and now trail at halftime, 34-30. For Overton, leading the way so far, Lori Callahan, 13 points in the ballgame. Kenzie Enix with 9, all of those coming in the first quarter. 6 points for Paige Smith, and then 2 for Chelsea Brown, 2 for Madison Beavers, and 2 for Miranda Farley. Once again, your score, 34-30. Amherst trailing Overton with the lead here as we head to the third quarter right after this timeout.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back. We're at halftime, and now we're not, because inbounding the basketball is Amherst. They are trailing at 34-30. They have first possession, obviously, of the third quarter. They're working back around the perimeter. They give it for Klingelhofer, gives it for Hemmen. Hemmen will penetrate, shoot it off glass, no good. Rebound in underneath by the Eagles. On the run is Beavers as she outlets the ball. She kicks it off left wing for Enix. Enix jumper, no good. Pulling down the rebound is going to be Hemmen, and Hemmen will get it up ahead here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, steps up to the elbow, shot a little bit short, offensive rebound off glass, shot will not fall for Fernandez. And then Crystal Fernandez gets another offensive rebound, lays that one up and in, 34-32. They're at halftime in the Girls Luplac Conference Finals, and Centura now leads Kearney Catholic 28-21 at halftime. That means 19 points in that second quarter for Centura. They got things going offensively against the Lady Stars in the second quarter. Those two teams will play a regular season game tomorrow. So back-to-back games for the Centura and Kearney Catholic girls against each other. Callahan on the baseline, falling down, and then there's going to be a reach. Lori Callahan got herself in a little bit of trouble there for Keena Leach, and Leach bailed her out by committing the foul. First team foul of the second half here against Amherst. First personal foul against Keena Leach. And Enix is going to inbound it. A little pressure being put on. She's able to give it for Callahan. And now Amherst going with the man-to-man here. And they'll give it off left side for Beavers. Beavers gives it right side. Enix, she's going to pull the trigger on a long deuce, and it's up and good. Enix with 11 in the game, her first points since the first quarter. Klingelhofer kicks it left side. Hemmen, she's going to shoot a three, and in and out, no good. Offensive rebound underneath. Shot will not fall for Fernandez. Fernandez gets it back, throws it in underneath, and then there's a foul. Fernandez to Fernandez. Crystal with the rebound. She gave it in for Jessica, and Jessica from the left right wing drove in hard. She's hit on the arm hard as well by Enix, and that is going to be her second. So two free throws coming up here for Fernandez, and Jessica Fernandez cuts into the lead here for Overton. Lady Eagles lead at 36-33, 6:14 to go here, third quarter. Second free throw for Jessica Fernandez is up and good. So the Eagles will toss it in here. Callahan kicks it up ahead. With it is Beavers. Beavers, she's going to shoot an NBA three. It's no good. Rebound by Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer will bring it in the offensive zone after slowing down a little bit. Kicks for Hemmen. Hemmen looks on the inside. Gives it back in for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer shot, no good. Good look there. Beavers pulls down the rebound, her seventh rebound of the game. And she'll get it off left side for Enix. Enix looks on the inside. Everybody cycles through. Not a lot of movement, so she'll kick it out to the right wing for Smith, and she's going to reset the offense, giving it to Callahan. Back over for Enix. And directing traffic defensively is going to be Hemmen. Hemmen now will pick up the pressure as Callahan dribbles up. They'll give it off here for Smith, and Smith works it back around. And with the dribble is Callahan. And again, not a lot of movement here for the Eagles, but they're up by a bucket here, 36-34. They're being very patient. What they're not doing is really moving the ball around very much on this offensive set. They're going to hand it back for Enix. Enix will give it over for Callahan. And they'll give it off right wing here for Beavers. Beavers had the ball knocked away by Fernandez. Beavers gets it back. Now entry pass inside for Farley, and Farley will score. They kind of lulled him to sleep, and then a great pass inside for Miranda Farley. And Farley, when she made the catch, was in position to get an easy bucket. Quick pass on the left side for Keena Leach, and Leach scores a whole lot quicker than Overton did a few moments ago. And now the long outlet pass for Smith, and Smith sneaks in the back door, lays it up and in. So Overton and Amherst picking up the pace here a little bit. Drive by Keena Leach, shot no good. Klingelhofer shot won't fall. Ball up ahead, there's nothing but Eagles. Picking it up is Enix. Enix is going to drive. Lost glass, no good. Rebound by Leach. Leach up ahead here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the baseline, runs it to the defender, and there's going to be a block on the baseline. So running and gunning, a little block on the inside with 4:11 to go, and that's going to be on Madison Beavers, which is going to be her second. Inbounded for Hemmen. She'll fire a three, no good, and the rebound by Miranda Farley. And Farley will get the ball off for Lori Callahan. Callahan on the dribble, kicks on the right side for Smith. Smith, no pressure being put on, will just give the ball back out for Callahan. Callahan, as we're inside of the midway point of the third quarter, 40-36, Overton with the lead, and now a three by Enix off the mark and no good. And snagging the rebound is Fernandez. Fernandez gives it to Hammond. Hammond's going to drive, and they're going to call a charge on Hammond. She can't believe it. In underneath, collecting the charge, is Laura Callahan. And Callahan, give her credit for pretty good defense. She beat her to the spot. And Hammond now picks up the foul. That is going to be her third. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble. She's staying out there. Fernandez will leave the court as Mackenzie Bergstrom checks in. I've always felt that block charge is absolutely the hardest call in all of basketball to make. There's a lot of times I think you can just flip a coin. Callahan. Dribbling. There's a reach. Again, I love the vantage point here from the court, but sometimes you can't really tell whether or not they're set or not. From midcourt, anyway. That's why the officials that make that call are the ones under the glass. Enix has the basketball, picked up there by Klingelhofer. She'll kick on the left side and then cycle through. Now Smith has it. Entry pass. Shot's blocked on the inside by Hammond, and Hammond comes up with a loose ball. Hammond with her third block of the game. She also comes down with a rebound. Klingelhofer will skip it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom just inside the top of the key. Jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. She's backing in. Shoots off glass. No good. Hammond with the rebound, and now a foul. Hammond pulled down the rebound, and now she'll head to the free throw line. Couple of offensive rebounds here for Amherst, as they really have not shot the ball very well. The foul is whistled on Enix. That's going to be the third on Enix. Hammond hits the free throw. And Tobenheim is going to come in here for Leach. Hammond now with 3 points in the game. Makes it a three-point game. 40-37. Now it's 40-38 as she hits both free throws. And the inbounds here for Paige Smith. And we got a timeout for Overton. Chris Blackett calls timeout. 40-38. 2:53 to go. Third quarter. Overton with the lead when we come back after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Overton with the basketball after that timeout. We'll kick it right side for Paige Smith. Everybody's going to cycle through here in a 40-38 game. The Eagles will fire a three well off the mark, and Fernandez can't pull down the rebound. She had it. There was no one else there, and Crystal Fernandez cannot reel it in after the air ball by Kinsey Enix. So that'll be a team rebound here for Overton with 2:37 to go. The Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket, and Enix with that two-point lead will toss it in. And she'll give it top of the circle for Farley. Back to Enix. Entry pass inside for Farley. Turnaround jumper hangs on the rim. No good. And then a foul over the back on Paige Smith. Fairly easy call there against Smith. With 2.5 to go. Reminder for you after this one. Set for an 8 o'clock tip is going to be Overton taking on Loomis for the boys for Kearney Conference Finals. Girls game been thoroughly entertaining. Pass on the right side, Klingelhofer gives it in the lane, penetrating Tobenheim. Tobenheim lost it, ball's rolling around, tied up, and the possession arrow pointing to the Overton Eagles. So we will move the arrow here, and Amherst will go with a little full court pressure. Miranda Farley tries to come up with the ball, they're going to throw it deep. Callahan, strong bullet pass to Madison Beavers near midcourt, short of the half-court lane. And Callahan now brings in the offensive zone. She'll give it off for Smith. Smith on the baseline for Enix. And Enix having trouble holding it down, and they're going to tie it up. Had trouble handling the ball. It was tied up with, probably one or both of the Fernandezes. And alternating possessions now will give the girls wearing the red jerseys the basketball. They're going to kick it off right wing here for Taubenheim. Amherst works around the perimeter, and they'll give it off on the right side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim is picked up defensively, tries to throw it down low. It's off one of the Amherst hands and out of bounds. That one had maybe a little bit too much mustard on it to try to throw it in underneath. And that'll be a turnover on the Broncos. 40-38. Overton has led since the early stages of the basketball game. They're led by as many as eight. Entry pass on the inside, kicking it back out. Here's a jump by Farley from 15 feet. And Farley now has 6 points in the game. 42-38. Minute 20 to go in the third. Klingelhofer kicks left side for Fernandez. Fernandez steps into a three. It looks short. It is short. And rebounded by Callahan. Callahan kicks it up ahead. On the run is Beavers. Beavers tries to lay up off glass. And Beavers in transition will score. 44-38. Klingelhofer dribbles into the corner here for Amherst. He'll kick it right back out for Fernandez. Gives it left side for Klingelhofer. She thought about the three. Now she's dribbling back out. Gives it for Fernandez. Around the perimeter we go. Taubenheim, top of the circle, has her feet on the three-point lane. Gives it to Fernandez. Now penetrating here is going to be Taubenheim. And Taubenheim, nice little runner there. She hits a jumper over the top of the defense to make it 44-40. Four-point Overton lead. Overton with the basketball. On the dribble, Callahan. Callahan is picked up there defensively by Bergstrom. Entry pass on the inside. Shot is blocked and out of bounds. It is off the hands of Klingelhofer. Picks up the block. And Hemmond's going to check in here with 20.2 to go. And Hemmond with a little bit of foul trouble. She's got three fouls here. Enix is going to toss it in. Pass is tipped, and Enix comes up with it. Gets it inside for Beavers, and Beavers has the ball go off the hands of Bergstrom, I believe. Bergstrom and Beavers battling for the ball there as it was loose and last touched by Amherst. So Overton to inbound. And they're just going to throw it near midcourt to Callahan. Callahan gives it left side for Enix. Enix entry pass on the inside, extra pass. Ball's on the ground, goes out of bounds. And last touched by Overton with 7.2 to go. Amherst has to cover the length of the court. And they'll inbound it for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the run. Breaks the timeline with four to go. Kicks it for Hemmond. Hemmond steps into a long jumper. Back the iron. No good. And that'll do it for three quarters of action. And Overton is 8 minutes away from the girls' Fort Kearney Conference title. They lead it 44-40 against the Lady Broncos. And Overton will have the ball. We come back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
Reminder for you, the coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference girls and boys basketball brought to you by Misco Sports. Service, great selection of all the materials you need for your organization or team, Misco Sports. On the dribble here is going to be Kinsey Enix. Overton has it. They lead it by four, 44-40. They get it at the elbow for Beavers. Beavers finds the backdoor cutter. The shot is up and good for Lori Callahan. Callahan with 15 points, her first points of the second half. Driving the left side is going to be Hemmond, and Hemmond now will head to the line. Shelby Hemmond with a field goal in the first quarter, and that is it. That is the only field goal she has here in the ballgame. She had a couple of free throws as well, so she's got 4 points in the game, but her team right now trails by six. And heading to the line is going to be Hemman, where she can be very effective as a weapon. And as soon as I say that, she comes up short on the free throw. Miranda Farley, by the way, whistled for her third personal foul as Hemman drove in from that left side. So Hemman has one more shot coming up here, and it is perfect. So she's 3 out of 4 from the line, and it's 46-41. On the dribble, Callahan. Callahan in the offensive zone. Gets it left side for Kinsey Enix. Enix will penetrate down to the baseline. Will bounce it out. Jumper by Beavers. No good. Rebound Hemman. Hemman was able to dribble out with it, so she did not turn it over. And so she'll pull down the rebound. She gets it up ahead here for Klingelhofer. Eagles going to the little zone here. The kick at right side. Fernandez for three. No good. Rebound by Enix. Eagles flying down the court. Bounce pass down low. Shot off glass. Good. Madison Beavers caught it, laid it up all in one motion, and it's 48-41. 7-point lead, 7 to go in the game. Klingelhofer gets in the lane, kicking it right side for Fernandez. Back out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will penetrate, and she runs into Farley. And Farley has just picked up her fourth personal foul. So that's going to be 4 on Farley. And that is just 6 team fouls here against Overton. So the Broncos inbound it. Tossing it in is going to be Fernandez. She gives it for Hemman. Hemman has her pocket pick, but right in the hands of Leach. Leach on the baseline will now kick it back out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gives it for Jessica Fernandez. Gives it up on the right side for Crystal, and an entry pass on the inside. And that's going to be a foul whistled on Overton, and that's going to end the day here for Miranda Farley. That is going to be her fifth personal foul. And she's out of the game with 6:39 to go. And it will send Amherst to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So Hemman, with the clock turned off, will try to cut into a 48-41 deficit. And Chris Glucka has a full minute here to make a substitution. And Farley has not officially been subbed for yet. Out there coming onto the court is Chelsea Brown. So Farley out of the game with 6:39 to go. Hemman, ball in hand at the free throw line, strokes in the front end of a 1-1. 48-42. A little run here to start quarter number 4 for Overton, giving them their largest lead of the second half. Free throw no good. Hemman gets the rebound. Hemman lays off glass, and she's fouled. Well, the shooter knows better than anybody else where the ball is going to go when they miss. And she got in there awfully quick. That was close to a lane violation. I do not believe that it was, but she got her own rebound, laid it up and in. Beavers whistled for the foul, and a 3-point play for Shelby Hemman. Remember, she hit one free throw there earlier, so that was 4 points in the span of 2 seconds here for Amherst. They make it a 3-point ball game, 48-45. In the offensive zone is Callahan. Callahan, with Hemman coming alive here in the fourth quarter, gives it for Brown. Kicks on the left side for Kinsey Enix. She was hot early on. They get it in the elbow for Callahan. Callahan penetrates, and there's a foul. Is it on Hemman or is it Fernandez? And I believe they only signaled one number there, so that's going to be on Hemman. Yes, it is. That's her fourth personal foul. And Hemman has to come out of the game. She just had a nice little stretch there where she picked up 4 points very, very quickly, and now she picks up her fourth personal foul. And give credit for Overton. I think they decided that they're going to go right at her. Callahan on the baseline. Bounce passes it. Gives it for Enix. She's open on the base. Her J, no good. Bergstrom with the rebound. And up ahead here comes Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer drives the lane, loses the ball, kicks it out. That's Fernandez. She'll get up on the right side for Keena Leach. Leach back out for Fernandez. Open for three. Fernandez shot will not fall. Beavers pulls down the rebound. That would have tied it had it fallen. 48-45. Centura heading into the fourth quarter. Leads Kearney Catholic 42-35 in the girls' Loop Light Conference Final. Here, an entry pass knocked away by Fernandez, but into the hands of Beavers. Beavers throws it back. It's going to be a turnover. Amherst comes up with it. Fernandez will get the ball up ahead. On the run, here's Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, no good. Shot by Bergstrom, and it will not fall, but Bergstrom, after the offensive rebound now, will head to the line and is going to shoot two with 5:24 to go. And the turnover by Overton, the ball thrown near midcourt, it was saved so there wouldn't be an over and back. Well, they saved it and ended up being a 2-on-1 fast break. And now Bergstrom will try to cash in, and she does. Sometimes the best thing to do is just eat the basketball. With 5:24 to go, another free throw coming up here for Amherst. But first, a timeout for Overton. They lead it by two, and we're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Reminder for you, the coverage of the Loop Light Conference Girls and Boys Basketball Tournaments brought to you by MISCO Sports. Presentation of MISCO Sports, a name for sports in Central Nebraska for, well, generations now. And they, even though the retail store is closed, they're still around offering that same great service to teams and organizations. You can contact them by calling area code 308-728-5261. MISCO Sports. Presenting coverage of the both the Loup Platte and Fort Kearney Conference girls and boys basketball tournaments. Bergstrom back to the line, has a little work to do here, has one more free throw coming up, and her free throw is off the mark and no good. Rebound tipped out for Enix. 48-46, Overton with a two-point lead and the basketball with 5:15 to go here. Bounce pass on the right wing, Beavers. Beavers takes it down. Bounce pass on the inside, shot by Enix, up and good. And Enix, not a very large frame there at 5'6", but that sophomore uses her body very well, laid it up on off the glass, making it a two-possession game here. Right side, here's the three by Keena Leach. It's no good. And the rebound in underneath by Callahan. And Callahan's just going to let traffic clear. She's going to bring in the offensive zone herself with 4:45 to go. 50-46. Pass on the right wing. Everybody cycles through. Beavers has it. Looks to the inside, and now she's just going to hand it off here for Enix. Enix on the baseline, giving it for Smith. Smith back to Enix. Enix pass out here for Chelsea Brown. Back inside. Quick jumper up and good. Madison Beavers, great ball movement there. And Beavers now with 8 points in the game. The lead pushed back out to six with 4:15 to go here. Thinking about the three was Klingelhofer, but she'll get it back out for Toppenheim, and a quick timeout for Amherst. Amherst used their first timeout, a 30-second timeout, 52-46, 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Amherst needs a bucket. They're down by six. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, Amherst has been scratching and clawing and fighting back the entire game in Overton. Every time it looks like Amherst is on the verge of tying or maybe taking the lead, they put together another little spurt here. They have been able to hold off the defending conference champions very, very well here. Let's see what we got going on here. As Amherst does have the basketball, they work around the perimeter. Leach gets it inside for Shelby Hemman, and Hemman lays it off the glass and in. It's one of the reasons why Nikki Eckhout called the timeout. She wanted to get Shelby Hemman back into the ballgame. She's got four fouls, and now she picks up a big bucket here to make it a four-point ballgame. 52-48, top of the key. Brown will now kick left side for Callahan. Callahan pass on the inside, and Madison Beavers will score. Beavers with 10 in the game, 8 of them here in the second half, 6 here in the final quarter. Leach works it inside for Hammond, kicking it out. Leach will fire a 3, and it's a 3-pointer for Sydney Toppenheim. Tobenheim rotated around, and Tobenheim strokes the three, making it 54-50. 3:27 to go. Timeout Amherst. Back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Well, you know it's a big deal because Bob Jensen from the Huskerland Prep Report is here. The Fort Kearney Conference Girls and Boys Basketball Tournament is one of the better ones, really, in my opinion, in the state year in and year out. The 38th annual FKC Girls Tournament, 57 years for the boys. A lot of history, a lot of state champions for teams in both the girls and boys brackets. And right now, Overton trying to come away with the girls' championship here. They got a ways to go here. 3:27 to go, fourth quarter. They do lead it by four, and they will inbound it. They get it in for Enix. Amherst will try to pressure the ball. Enix gave it away, now gets it back. Brings in the offensive zone. Kicks it up ahead for Beavers. Pass on the inside. Shot up and good. Paige Smith capitalizes as they broke the press and then get a bucket. Six-point ball game. Kick left wing. Here's Fernandez for a long deuce. No good. Hammond with the offensive rebound. Shot will not fall. Fernandez pulls down the rebound, and Jessica Fernandez will get the bucket. 56-52. And now Callahan with a four-point lead will give it up on the right side. On that right wing is Beavers. Back out for Brown. Gives it for Enix. Enix is picked up defensively there by Bergstrom. Right now, Amherst going man-to-man. And it's stolen away. Loose ball is picked up by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer being pressured. She'll bring into the offensive zone. And she'll kick now right side. Fernandez for three. Short rebound by Overton. Callahan snags it. Dribbles through traffic with 2:20 to go. Pass up ahead. Ball fake on the baseline. Brown pass. Knocked loose. Leach comes up with it. She's going to hand it off for Klingelhofer, and here come the Broncos. Dribbling Klingelhofer. She'll kick it top of the circle. Three by Leach. Off the mark and out of bounds. 2:05 to go. And Overton holding on here. Amherst cannot get that big bucket that they need. Beavers gets the inbounds, and she'll hand it back out for Callahan. 2 minutes to go in the Fort Kearney Conference final. And it's a two-possession game as Callahan dribbles, kicks right side for Smith. Smith is picked up there by Hammond. Smith, bounce pass out for Brown. Top of the circle, they give it for Callahan. Callahan, enter pass on the inside. Shot up. Good! Stepping through there was Madison Beavers. Beavers has 12 in the game. 10 coming here in the second half. 6-point lead for Overton. Right side Leach enters inside for Hammond. Hammond, turnaround jumper, floater up and good. Timeout for the Broncos. 58-54, minute 26 to go, fourth quarter. We'll stop the clock, catch our breath, and be back after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as Amherst and Overton battling for the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship. Overton tomorrow, they'll be back to work. They play Wilcox Elders at home tomorrow. They're hoping to do so with the Fort Kearney Conference Championship somewhere in the trophy case. 58-54. Overton has led since the early stages of the game. They led by 7 here in the quarter, and now their lead has been cut down to 4. Minute 26 to go here, and Amherst still has a couple of timeouts left if they need them. The Eagles to inbound it. Callahan tosses it in, now gets it back, dribbles up against Leach. They're trying to trap her, but running through it is Callahan. Callahan now will get the ball back out here for Brown. Brown hands off for Enix. Minute 13 to go. Enix fouled by Jessica Fernandez. That's going to be her first. And I'm not so sure I'd send Shelby Hammond back in action just yet. If Amherst is thinking of sending over to the free throw line, they still have some fouls to give. That's only the fifth team foul against Amherst. But Hammond does check in. They do not want her to commit the foul because that would be her fifth. The inbound here for Lori Callahan. Callahan gives it back for Enix. Enix has the dribble. Takes it down to the baseline. It's picked up there by Tobenheim. Gets it back out here for Paige Smith. Smith back out for Enix. Enix is going to penetrate, and Enix is fouled by Fernandez. And again, if they're hoping to commit some fouls, I think it'd go a little faster than that. They've been able to work off about 15 seconds this possession. And time is not an ally of Amherst. Overton wants to get that clock moving as best they can. Next foul, and we got a foul on the inbounds. Nope, we got a timeout, rather. Overton calls timeout. 56.1 to go in the ball game. Overton calls a timeout. They still have one left. They lead it 58-54 over Amherst. We're back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Let's give you a little game reset here. We've got the final minute of the game, 58-54. Overton leads Amherst. The possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. Amherst has committed 16 fouls, so if they commit another foul, Overton will go line for 1-1. Overton has committed 9, so another foul for them would send Amherst in line to shoot 2, something that you certainly would think Overton would not want to have happen, because they want the clock to run here as we have 56.1 seconds to go here in the ball game. Overton is going to inbound it. Kinsey Enix will trigger in the inbounds, and she'll throw it in between the circles here for Chelsea Brown. Brown is handing the ball off and a foul. The ball passed to Lori Callahan, and Callahan now will be the one that steps to the free throw line, trying to add to the lead here. The foul on Tobenheim is just her second. So Callahan steps to the line, and she is a 60% free throw shooter, and she strokes it in. That earns her the bonus. She has 16 points in the game. Those are her first points of the second half, first field goal, rather. She did hit a field goal earlier here in the quarter. So she's got 3 in the quarter. Now make it 4 in the quarter as she hits both ends of a 1-1. 60-54. 50 seconds to go. Klingelhofer steps up, kicks left side. Fernandez for 3, hits the 3, and a timeout for the Broncos. Fernandez cuts the lead in half with 44.2 to go in the game. 60-57. Amherst trying to come back. We'll see if they can get her done. We come back after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Overton comes into the game with a record of 10-7 on the season, but this would be by far their largest, biggest, most important win of the season if they can hold on in this one. But that three-pointer by Fernandez does make things a whole lot more interesting here as Amherst, 14-4 on the season, they're trying to scratch back, trying to battle. They'll travel to Ansley tomorrow to take on 15-2 Lady Warriors, but they're not worried about that right now. They need to erase another three-point deficit here. The inbounds tossed in here for Madison Beavers. Beavers Gets the ball right back to Callahan. Callahan has Enix if she wants to. And on the dribble is Callahan in the offensive zone. 33 seconds left. Ball nearly stolen, but Enix comes up with it. Hammond was an eyelash away. On the baseline with it is Paige Smith, and we got a foul in underneath. And it'll be two shots. They got the ball in the baseline, committed the foul, and Smith will shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Tobenheim, her third. So Smith, Paige Smith at the free throw line, and she's a 38% free throw shooter, and she strokes that one in. I had to double-check that number because that free throw did not look like a 38% free throw shooter. She stroked that one in there pretty pure. Four-point lead. Second free throw up and good. She hits both of them. They're 4-for-4 in the quarter. With the dribble is Klingelhofer. She'll kick it off on the right side here. Entry pass inside for Hammond, and Hammond over the back. That's going to do it for Shelby Hammond. After the miss, she got the foul. That is going to be her fifth personal foul. We'll step to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. And Shelby Hammond with 17.1 seconds to go in the ball game is going to foul out. 62-57, already a two-possession game here. And Beavers will shoot a 1-1. The free throw is up and good. 63-57, timeout Amherst. 17.1 to go, and Beavers, if she hits a free throw, might throw in the dagger into the heart. 30-second timeout for Amherst. We're back after this.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back here. I'll tell you what, a free throw here just makes this one pretty much a final. Won't be the final score, but it's 63-57. It's already going to need a couple of threes, and the free throw is no good. The rebound by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer brings up ahead here for Amherst. She's got the dribble. She's got to shoot quick. She's going to kick left side for Fernandez. She'll shoot the three. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound off glass. Won't fall for Tobenheim. Tobenheim hits it in off the glass at the buzzer. It's all over here at the Viera Center. And Overton has ended the reign for Amherst as Fort Kearney Conference champions. Lady Eagles, 63. Broncos, 59. And congratulations to Overton, picking up their 11th win of the season, none of them bigger than the conference championship. 63-59, our congratulations to them, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with head coach Chris Flecka when we come back with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Your final score, Overton 63, Amherst 59. And right now, Overton head coach Chris Flecka a little busy. He's handing out the championship medals to the very happy, smiling, and joyous Overton Lady Eagles, who win it today, 63-59. And Amherst, a little dejected. They're going to pose for a team picture with their conference runner-up trophy. Our congratulations to both these two teams. An outstanding game. Amherst kept coming back, couldn't quite get over the hump. And Overton able to hold them off, 63-59. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports is a service Kearney and Central Nebraska area for, well, generations now. And even though the retail store in Kearney is closed, Misco's continues to help out schools and organizations of the area with the same great service that they have known for years. Give them a call at area code 308-728-5261. Area code 308-728-5261 for Misco Sports and that great service that you've come to expect. And the girls getting a nice little team picture with the championship trophy, and they're going to stop yelling just long enough to have a nice little Kodak moment here. Our congratulations to them. Let's take a look at the scoring for you here real quick for Amherst. Leading the way for them was Shelby Hammond. She finished with 13 points. She did foul out of the game with 17 seconds to go, but she finished with 13 points to go along with 8 rebounds as well. So another solid performance for her. Sydney Tobenheim off the bench. She finished with 12, 11 points for Jessica Fernandez, 8 for Keena Leach, 5 for Katie Klingelhofer, 8 for Crystal Fernandez, and 3 for Mackenzie Bergstrom. As Amherst does fall here, and they won't have an easy road of it tomorrow when they travel up to Ansley and take on the Lady Warriors, who are 16-2 on the season. And obviously they'll be a little down in the mouth as they drop to 14-5 on the season. And you hear the nice little cheer from the Overton girls as they get done posing for, well, one team picture, and then they're going to be posing for another here. For Overton, they had 4 players in double figures here this evening. Lori Callahan led the way. She finished with 17 points. Kinsey Enix with 13 in the game. 13 points for Madison Beavers and 12 for Paige Smith. Also in the book is Miranda Farley. Farley fouled out with 6:39 to go in the game, but she did finish with 6 points on the night. Once again, your final in this one, 63-59. Overton picking up the win over Amherst. We're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming for a little while. We'll be back and we'll talk with Overton head coach Chris Lecca at halftime of the boys' game. Goodness knows he'll be around to talk because he'll be watching the Overton Eagles go for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship sweep as the boys and head coach Jay Stair will be battling Loomis here for the boys' Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Once again, our final, it was 63-59 Overton with the win over Amherst. Congratulations to both teams on an outstanding effort. And it is also a final over in the Luplat Conference as it was Centura picking up a win over Kearney Catholic. And I don't think the score is completely accurate, but it's 68-34 was the last that I heard, which meant that Kearney Catholic did not score in the fourth quarter. So we'll double-check our score here. But 68-34, apparently the final has 26 points in the fourth quarter for Centura. They dominated there in the Luplat Conference Girls Championship. Once again, our final here, 63-59, Overton with the win over Amherst as Lady Eagles come away with the title. We're going to step away for about 20 minutes or so, and we'll be back with coverage of the high school boys game around 8 o'clock. It might be a few minutes before there, but we'll be back with more coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in about 15, 20 minutes right here on ESPN.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.